Road to Healing, Lenten Journey Day 1. As I awoke from my surgery, still groggy, I made out the words Faith Healer. The words were coming from the TV above my hospital bed. I had no energy to make out what was going on. I'd rather channel that strength to the button next to my IV. Morph away the pain. I was out. I woke up a bit later. This time my family was in the room. I made it through the operation and now on the road to recovery. The button next to the IV was there to ease the pain, the nurse told me. And the TV was still on. In that room we exchanged smiles and thankful expressions that the worst was over. Snake Handler dies. The voice sounded familiar. I looked up at the TV set. The same station was on, and it sounded like the same Faith Healer story. A snake handler in Kentucky had died after playing with a poisonous rattler. It was the kind of news story that gets blurted out throughout the day. Obviously, it was a slow news day. He said God would save him, announced the commentator. Then there's the visual. The pastor praising God while the snake wrapped around his arm. Next, microphones are extended into the mouth of family members covered by printed subtitles. Cody Coots, 21, says his father's death was God's way of taking him home. Even in my grogginess, I made the connection to the reference passage. I had read it several times. It's a Jesus quote. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. The reference was from Mark chapter 16. I guess it didn't need to be a slow news day for this story to be broadcast, and I don't think it was my drugged state that allowed me to hear the message they were projecting. The commentators did not say it as such, but I could hear them reporting. Man puts faith in God. God disappoints. Jesus promises. Jesus does not deliver. For the next couple of days, while I lay in the hospital bed, this news item was repeated by commentators on various networks. I thought I was in the bed to recover, to be healed. Instead, I was treated to a story that just kept unfolding with disease, faith, healing, and God, or the absence thereof, of any of these elements. There was the story of the initial bite, then the reaction of the parishioners, the debate about religious freedom, you know the one. The one about allowing God to intervene, and ultimately the question of God. Is he a personal God who cares about his creation? If he does, why does it appear he cares for some and not for others? Of course, there are so many other questions when it comes to healing. Does healing come from within or without? What is the interaction, if any, between the physical, emotional, and spiritual realms of life in that healing process? And what about the big diseases, such as cancer? What about emotional duress caused by hatred and betrayal? Is healing always possible? If so, how can I tap into that healing? Today is the first day of a 40-day journey. It is a Lenten journey. It is one I call a time to heal, and I invite you to take it with me. We're all looking for healing, whether it's to be healed of the pains of the body or the hurt from a relationship gone sour, whether we're struggling with emotions that have us off balance, or we're looking for reconciliation with our life choices. Healing is the name of the journey we take. The Lenten period is the perfect time to slow down and listen to the voice within. Whether you're morphing away your pain or you're cold stone sober when you hear the words Faith Healer, you know there's something more needed than the Band-Aid to bring complete healing to the wounds of life. Each day we will explore a dimension of healing, drawing from many traditions, the teachings of Christ, the wisdom of the sages, the connections conveyed by the mystics, and of course, the unique brand of expression we've come to know through Armodoxy. Each day during the 40-day journey will bring us closer to the promised health of body, soul, and mind. So welcome to this year's Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we continue on this road, on a road to recovery, on a road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Sevan wishing you a good day.